With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there was a big prisoner swap between Russia and the United States today.
Moscow released U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich and Michigan corporate security executive Paul Whelan, along with Russian critic Vladimir Kara-Murza and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Alsu Kurmasheva. In remarks, President Joe Biden said there was no reason for four American hostages to be held in Russia.
Russian authorities arrested them, convicted them in show trials, and sentenced them to long prison term.
Among those the Russians got back is Vadim Krasikov, who was convicted in Germany of killing a former Chechen rebel in a Berlin park. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he's shocked by the biased reporting from the New York Times on the Israeli strike on Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Dr. Oren calls the obituary for Ismail Haniyeh in the New York Times.
It's probably the lowest level of American journalism I've ever seen, and that's quite a record to break.
Oren says the terrorist leader killed in Tehran is responsible for the deaths of Americans and Palestinians, in addition to the thousands of Israelis he's killed.
It's unspeakable that somehow we are being blamed for blocking peace by taking out mass murderers.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Air Force says a deadly Osprey aircraft crash last November off Japan was caused by cracks in a metal gear and the pilot's decision to keep flying instead of heeding multiple warnings that he should land. The Air Force released its investigation report Thursday. The crash killed 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members and led to a months-long military-wide grounding of the Osprey fleet. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 494 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump is trying to explain a comment he made about Christians and voting.
Trump raised some eyebrows at a recent conservative event when he told Christians that they won't have to vote anymore after he's elected. He went on to say, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. Interviewed on Fox News this week, Trump claimed that if he's reelected, the country will be fixed after 4 years, and that it would be okay if Christians didn't want to vote anymore because, he said, we will have so much love. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Open Doors USA says China refuses to treat North Korean refugees under the Human Rights Declaration. Instead, Chinese authorities consider the refugees as illegal immigrants who can be repatriated. The ministry says Christians and people who've been in touch with churches, pastors, or missionaries are among the refugees, and those who are sent back to North Korea face severe punishment. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks tumbled after weak data raised worries the Federal Reserve may have missed its window to cut interest rates before undercutting the economy's growth. The S&P 500 sank 1.4% after a report showed U.S. manufacturing activity is still shrinking. The action was even stronger in the bond market, where the yield on a 10-year Treasury yield sank below 4%. After data showed more U.S. workers applied for unemployment benefits, the Dow was down 494 points to close at 40,347. The Nasdaq lost 405 to 17,194. The S&P 500 dropped 75 points to 5,446. New York oil fell $1.60 to $76.31 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.